You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Corey Brock of MLB.com, who covers the Padres. So, Corey, a tumultuous year, a disappointing year on a lot of levels. The Padres have a new general manager. When A.J. Preller gets going in the offseason, I'm sure he's already going on the offseason, what are his top priorities to get the Padres competitive?
Yeah, I kind of gave someone asked me this the other day, Richard. I kind of gave a glib answer that it was offense, 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 and then when he gets to it, maybe some more offense. But this has kind of been an area that has been troubling for the Padres for many years. You know, this is a franchise, at least in my 8 years, is, you know, been built on run prevention, pitching and defense, and, you know, building up the bullpen and getting a lot of innings and quality work out of the starters and scratching out a few runs to kind of make it all work. Well, it sort of besieged this year by some injuries and also by some underperformance that really buried them early in the year and kind of been digging out of the hole ever since. So we've seen some better play as of late in August and September, but a little too little too late. So I think, you know, the challenge moving forward is to find some, the eternal pursuit for big bats is what everybody wants. But, I don't think you have to go out and land, marquee players here. I think you can make some modest moves to improve the offense. And the Padres are never going to be a team that trolls too heavily in the free agent market, certainly because of the financial component involved. And, you know, this may mean moving some starting pitching. You certainly have to give up something to get something. So it's going to be an interesting winter, especially the first offseason for new general manager A.J. Preller. But, I think that one of the benefits of hiring him in early August is he's had, a pretty good sample size, I should say, of looking at this major league roster, what's there, what's not there, and getting a good idea of what he wants to do moving forward.
As you've looked at the team, where are their strengths? I mean, Grandal, a catcher. I mean, Jerko has had an up and down year. Seth Smith, obviously, they signed him to an extension. Where is the places they would like to upgrade? Or are they open whatever's out there?
Yeah, and I think, I think on the pitching side, they're in good shape, and the rotation and the bullpen, I think that's in pretty good shape. You know, there'll be some tweaks there. And like I said, they may have to move a starting pitcher to get a bat to get some help. But, you know, looking at their position player grouping, Richard, it's, there's a lot of guys out there that can either probably start in AAA next year or could be platoon guys. So, you know, Seth Smith had a nice year. The last 2 months haven't been that good. But he still profiles as a platoon guy, a guy that's killed righties. But, you can't start him every day. Certainly against left-handed batters. Some other guys that have fallen well below what their career marks have been. Jed Jerko kind of had a disastrous second year in the big leagues. He's bounced back a little bit in September, but, they would like for him to swing the bat like he did during his rookie year when he hit 23 home runs. So if you go through that position player grouping, I think there's a whole lot of room for improvement there. Rene Rivera, for me, a 31-year-old catcher who may have stolen the show this year for them, found his way to the big leagues for good, and finally, he led the big leagues in catchers caught stealing this year. He's thrown out 29 guys. He's hit with a little bit of power. Yasmani Grandal, coming off a devastating knee injury last year, is caught, played some first base. I think he'll be able to catch a little bit more next year. So there's some interesting pieces. Alexi Amarisa's filled in admirably at shortstop, a difficult position to play when you just throw somebody out there for Everett Cabrera, and I'm not sure if we've seen the last of him. There's some interesting pieces, some interesting National League bench pieces that I'm not sure really pegged to be everyday players. So that's going to be the challenge for the Padres moving forward, determining which of these guys stay, which don't, who better fits on the bench, and who should be in the minor leagues.
Oh, Corey, because they have pitching and they have pitching depth, quality pitching, do you feel that A.J. Preller will be able to make enough moves to get them competitive in the NL West next year, or is it a 2-year plan? How do you look at it?
Well, and that's a good question. You know, and they gave him 5 years, Richard, which is relatively unheard of for a first-year general manager and a big leap of faith for the Padres. But, you know, certainly he'd rather win sooner rather than later. But I don't think you could – this isn't something that could be done overnight. We've seen these teams go from a bottom to top quickly, but it's hard to sustain that. Certainly anything's possible in the wild, wild west, as we've seen before, but – the Dodgers and Giants, you know, as we've seen the last couple of years, have shown they have some staying power. So I think it's going to be, you know, a series of, I wouldn't call them smaller moves, but, you know, some kind of below-the-radar moves that may rate as important later on. But I like I said, I really think that they're going to have to move one of these starting pitchers, and maybe Andrew Kastner, the pride of Conroe, Texas, Richard. I think,
yeah.
They may have to... you know, they approached him last year about a contract extension. His representation declined at that point for whatever reason. And, you know, if they need to find themselves some offense, this may be a place where they may be a guy that they have to move. They would hate to do it, you know, and he's bounced back from injury this year, and he's been dynamite as of late. But, again, in order to get something, you got to give up something, and he is a very hot commodity.
Corey, did you see A.J. Preller and Buddy Black? Did they hit it off? I mean, A.J. decided he wants Buddy to remain as his manager. How have you seen that relationship play out?
Yeah, you know, I know they've had several meetings, just really casual, you know, going out to dinner after a game in Arizona shortly after A.J. became the general manager, and real informal settings and conversations, and just talking baseball, talking philosophy. And I'm sure they'll get a little bit more of a chance to sit down formally once the season ends. But I think it sounds like it's a really good vibe. And, you know, it's generally a very good vibe when you sit down with Buddy Black to talk baseball anyway. I mean, it's
sure.
A guy who, you know, I've been around him for 8 years now, and I've yet to run upon anybody who's had a bad experience with him. And, you know, and he's certainly not someone that's disingenuous. So, you know, I think every experience that people have had with him has been a good one for good reason. I think, you know, he wants to win here. You know, he's a San Diego guy. He makes his home here. He made his home here when he was working in Anaheim and won a World Series up there. He went to San Diego State. He'd love nothing more than to bring a winner to San Diego. You know, got close to the playoffs in 07 and 010. And, you know, there's a pride element there. And, you know, I think they'd work well moving forward. And I think one of the things about AJ that's impressed me, and I've heard this about him going through the interview process and talking to people for the profile I did on him, is, you know, he really empowers his employees, and he asks a lot of questions of people. And he asks a lot of questions of people who aren't employees. You know, he wants to know from people who have been around the Padres, let's say. He asked me questions, you know, and asked others questions. And so he's trying to get a real feel for the landscape of what's gone on here, and you know, so he could set a foundation as to what needs to happen next. So, I think that'll be a good marriage for the Padres and for Preller and Black.
Well, it'll be fascinating. It'll be interesting to see how the roster evolves during the offseason. I appreciate your time, Corey, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.